In another chilling move, the ISIL have released a picture of a young child holding a Kalashnikov. The picture was posted by a British woman who has joined the ISIL militants in Syria. She's now married to one of the insurgents. Her parents say the photo may be showing her new family. The woman has also released another picture showing her holding a shotgun. Britain has openly supported militants in Syria to help topple the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Hundreds of British nationals have traveled to Syria and Iraq to fight. And for more on that story, we're now joined by our correspondent, Nagis Mobaleghi, who's with us from the British capital, London. Nagis, the revelation of this picture, it has a few tales to it. It seems that this woman is proud to be bearing arms alongside the ISIL. She's proud of bearing the offspring of the militants. This also highlights the fears that certain countries like Britain and France have of those nationals returning home with extremist ideologies in mind.
Yes, certainly. And that fear or that possibility has now come to the forefront. But of course, it's not something new. As the NATO summit in Wales starts, and my colleague Issa Ali is in Wales covering that to have more, this whole issue of foreign jihadis, militants going to Syria and Iraq and coming back is really at the top of the agenda because, of course, ISIL have gone to Iraq. They're in the Kurdistan region, and that has caused politicians to prick up their ears and now have military options on the table. But this is something that British military and intelligence sources, American military and intelligence sources have been discussing for 3 years now. They warned of this. This is not the first time we've heard stories of British men, and less frequently, but certainly it is happening, British women going out to Syria to fight in the case of men. In the case of women, we've heard stories of them marrying fighters from ISIL. Sometimes we've heard more sinister stories of how these women reach Syria and are sexually abused, in essence, because they are passed around those militants. Here we have a story of a British woman who is showing her child, himself, a tragic victim of these circumstances, holding weaponry and obviously in that environment, being brought up in that environment, and God knows what consequences those will have. So it is really horrific. It's another small part of a broader picture. Of course, while these fighters were in Syria, there wasn't the same reaction. It was when these very same fighters went from Syria to Iraq that we've started to hear a change of the diplomatic rhetoric. Do not forget that David Cameron, talking about this issue, said, we know there are 500 British fighters in Syria. They may have gone to Iraq. So although the focus is on Iraq, actually the statistics we're talking about and we know about are the fighters who are in Syria and who therefore are trying to move from Syria to other areas, for example, in Iraq. And we know they have plans to move elsewhere as well.
Thank you, Nagis. Press TV's Nagis Mobaleghi from London.